Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Luke chapter 13, verses 22 through verse 30. The Reverend Dr. Quentin Cundiff is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our scripture reading today is from Luke's Gospel, the 13th chapter. He went on his way through towns and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. And someone said to him, "Lord, will those who are saved be few?" And he said to them, "Strive to enter through the narrow door. For many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock at the door, saying, 'Lord, open to us,' then he will answer you, 'I do not know where you come from.' Then you will begin to say, 'We ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets.' But he will say, 'I tell you, I do not know where you come from. Depart from me, all you workers of evil.' In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves cast out. And people will come from east and west, and from north and south, and recline at table in the kingdom of God. And behold, some who are last will be first, and some who are first will be last." This is the word of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Strive to enter through the narrow door. This is Jesus' answer to the question of whether or not a lot of people will be saved. Now, one could say that this is Jesus not actually answering the question posed to him. Or worse, one could read these words as Jesus telling the person who asked the question, "If you want to be saved, you had better want it bad enough." Indeed, one could perhaps even see how someone might read these words from our Lord and conclude that a person who seeks salvation has some role to play in obtaining the goal. They had better strive. They need to want it. They had better accept Jesus into their heart. But before we go down that path, let us first consider a few other points of our Lord's teachings. Remember that Jesus tells us that he himself is the door. No one comes to the Father except through him. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the narrow door, for he is the only path to salvation. As St. Peter said before the council in Acts, "There is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Christ and him alone is what makes salvation a narrow door. But what are we to make of the striving? How do we understand this urgency? Our Lord here is reflecting the urgency spoken of by Isaiah, an urgency that is taken up also by St. Paul in his second letter to the church in Corinth. "In a favorable time I listened to you, and in a day of salvation I have helped you," from Isaiah. But Paul goes on to say, "Behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." This striving is not reflecting some aspirational goal that we need to set for ourselves. It's not something for us all to come out of here and add it to our HR-mandated goals for the year. It's a recognition that the urgency of repentance should be always before us. Indeed, our lives should always be lives of repentance, as Luther said in the 95 Theses. Because if we get this wrong, we can put ourselves in very real danger. But come on, not us, right? I mean, look at where we work. Look at all that we do. Every day is supposed to be filled with church work. We in this building never gossip, never backbite, lie, or deceive. After all, most of us each day come into this building by the narrow side door rather than using the wide main entrance. And in this thinking, we may lose sight of what truly matters. Note that the Lord speaks of those who are excluded. It's not just generic people. It's you. He says, then you will begin to say, we ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets. Jesus tells us that we may point to Jesus' adjacent activities as though that's somehow sufficient. Easily we could say, we ate and drank in the headquarters of the LCMS. We sat here faithfully in chapel and heard sermons. We toiled at our desks working for the sake of your church, O Lord. But on that great and terrible day of the Lord, no policy written by men will matter one little bit before the Almighty Creator of the universe. If we believe for a moment that our salvation is secure or our place in heaven will be somehow improved simply because we've spent part of our lives in this building, then we deserve nothing more than to be cast out into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. As Luther said in one of his sermons in 1 Peter, for even though you know that he is God's son, that he died and rose again, and that he sits at the right hand of the Father, you have not yet learned to know Christ aright until you also believe that he did all this for your sake in order to help you. So take heart, dear friends. Take heart knowing that the door is open. Our Lord calls to us, calls to you, to turn to him in repentance and faith. And because he is merciful and just, he forgives us our sins and reminds us that we are his own dear children. You see, the door is not narrow so that the numbers who pass through are few. Quite the opposite. Our Lord tells us that people will come from east and west, from north and south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. John tells us when he sees the church triumphant, a multitude that no one can number from every tribe, nation, and language. The door may be narrow, but it is as wide as our Lord's outstretched hands upon the cross, where he suffered and died to secure your place and mine in his kingdom. For there is indeed a place for us in his kingdom and at his table. But it is a place that has been prepared for us by him and him alone. It is not ours by virtue of our goodness, our hard work, and most certainly not because of any man-made titles. Our titles and positions mean so little that the first will be last and the last first. Our human order is not what places us at his table. It is ours because we are given the only title that matters into eternity, the title, the child of God. Thanks be to God for his merciful goodness to make us his own, to not cast us out, but instead to continually bear us up as we navigate through this life. Amen. Now may the peace that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord to life everlasting. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.